This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
So Google has now fired the author of that famous memo that lamented the intolerance toward conservatives inside Google's culture. I think the name of that man is James Damore or Damore, something like that, if I'm not mistaken. He was fired just recently by Google because he penned that memo that talked about how Google has become a culture of intolerance toward any ideas that aren't radical leftism. And in fact, this is very true. The left has become an echo chamber of delusion and intolerance. There's no way around it. There's no denying that by any rational person. The left has become the intolerant sector of society, intolerant of the conservative ideas, intolerant of Christians, for example, intolerant of white people in general, actually judging people by the color of their skin. The left has become so biased and so corrupt in terms of its culture that it now stands for everything that it once claimed to be against. The left claimed to be against racism and against bias, and now it is so narrow-minded and so destructive in its culture that it has become the bully of modern society. Leftists are the bullies. They have so much hatred toward anyone who doesn't absolutely agree with everything they believe that they now are attacking white gay men for being white. You know, it used to be that if you were gay, that was enough to join the left, just being gay. It didn't matter what your color was or anything else, or religion. If you were gay, you were in the club. Now, if you're gay and white, you're hated for your whiteness. So, you know, the scope of tolerance continues to narrow by the day on the left. Now, what's really bad about this is that this is the culture at Google. And Google applies this culture to its search engine ranking algorithms. Yes, indeed. It judges and rates sites based on how much they agree with the intolerant, bullying nonsense of the left. And if your website agrees with all of this incredible intolerance and even really racism of the left, then you will rank higher in Google. But if you have conservative views, or if you believe that all people are created equal, or if you believe that white people and black people and Asian people should all have the same level of respect, regardless of their skin color, then you are labeled a hate site by Google, and you're penalized for engaging in extremism or hate speech or some variation thereof. Or if you're a straight person, if you're not gay, and you're not transgender, and you're not lesbian, then you are considered hateful by the very fact that you are, let's say, a straight white male or a straight female Christian. Any of these things will get you labeled a hater, when the truth is that the hate is coming from the left. The hate comes out of the culture of places like Google and Facebook. And it's this California leftism, really the urban California, the rural, young, millennial California city dwellers who are seething with hatred. Hatred toward Donald Trump, hatred toward conservatives, hatred toward men, hatred toward normalcy. And they want their deviancy to become normal. And by deviancy, I mean everything from pedophilia to trans animalism and everything else. You know, one guy thinks he's a trans alien. It's out of control and it's so fringe, but that has become the norm for the left, which is mentally ill and rooted in delusion and rooted in insanity. The fact that this has taken over the culture of Google is not at all surprising, because Google has become one of the most evil corporations in the world. So where do we go from here? Well, I think this guy, Damore, I think he should sue Google for being terminated based on discriminatory actions against him for holding conservative beliefs, which are really the beliefs of the founding of the country. It's American. It's patriotic to be conservative in certain beliefs. And so Google hates America. Google hates the American flag. Google hates borders. You know, they hate, I guess, straight white people, even though Google was founded by straight white people, as far as I know. Wasn't Larry Page a straight white guy and Brin or whatever his name is? But now Google has no tolerance for anyone. So they fired this guy. Well, he should sue them for discrimination. Discrimination against him based on the fact that he is a conservative. And so you see in the tech industry, just by being a conservative, that's enough to get you fired. Just by having beliefs that are rooted in the founding of this country, are rooted in basic respect for, let's say, God and religion, you can be fired by the hateful left, and they think it's justified. And they will say that you are the hater because you don't go all in for their transgender nonsense. Because you don't go all in for their transgender nonsense that ridiculously claims that men can give birth to babies. You know, that really, Google doesn't ban news sources that say men can give birth to babies, even though it's a total hoax, a total quack science. It should be on the National Enquirer cover, but instead it's CNN. And Google has no problem with that. But they will ban a website that says vaccines still contain mercury, even though that is a confirmed, established fact that's confirmed by the CDC itself, for example. That is how evil Google has become and how rooted in total delusion and nonsense and true mental illness. I mean, really, the left in America today has become so mentally ill that they are seething with hatred, and yet they think that they're all about peace and love and inclusion. They bully everybody else, and yet they think they are the ones who are bullied. This is where we get the term crybully. A crybully is a crybaby bully of the left who bullies everyone else around them while crying that they're the victim all the time. And that's what the left does. They claim they're the victims while they are oppressing everyone's speech, censoring people, attacking people, firing them from their jobs, like what happened to Google. Look at the founder of the web browser called Brave. He used to work for Mozilla. I forgot the guy's name. But he was fired because he donated a small amount of money to, I think, a California initiative that opposed gay marriage in California. Now, regardless of what you think about gay marriage, and I'm a social libertarian. I don't care who people marry, as long as they're human, you know. But as far as I'm concerned, gay couples want to get married in California, I don't have a problem with that. But this guy donated money to the anti-gay marriage law, I guess, or fundraising. And for that act alone, he was pushed out of Mozilla. He was fired. And he was demeaned and berated by the bullies of left-wing culture, which have no tolerance for any view that disagrees with their views. So if you believe that marriage is defined as the union of a man and a woman only, and that it should not be extended to gay people or lesbian people, then that alone makes you the enemy of the left and a hateful, extremist, awful person, according to the left, which is absurd. I mean, it's just a difference of their opinion. It's a difference of their view, a difference in their values. If you're going to condemn those kinds of differences, then you're not tolerant at all. I mean, tolerance is the act of being okay with people who disagree with your point of view. But the left has no tolerance. The left demands absolute obedience. The left has become the bullies of society. And in this way, they have become a danger to society. And they have betrayed every principle that they once claimed to stand for. And this is why being a leftist today is equivalent to like joining the Nazi party. You become a mindless soldier of hatred and extremism, a weaponized zombie drone sheeple, whatever, that is pushing an agenda to destroy all of your enemies. And that's what the Third Reich was all about. And that's what the left has become in America today. Very similar parallels, abuse of power, indoctrination of people, hatred toward your targeted enemies, the absolute destruction of anyone who opposes your narratives. That's what the left is all about today. And they are dangerous. And this is why you should never vote for a Democrat ever again. And I'm not saying you should vote for Republicans either, because a lot of those are worthless too. But you should never vote for an establishment Democrat. That's for sure. They are dangerous. They will destroy society. They're already halfway there in America. And they have no tolerance for anyone who disagrees with any of their weird facts, false facts, opinions, views, what have you. Google is dangerous. Facebook is dangerous. The entire left extremism social movement is dangerous for America. And this is probably going to end in civil war. That's been my prediction for quite some time. And I think these actions by Google only take us closer to civil war, where people who are being abused by the left finally stand up and stand their ground and learn how to fight back against these bullies. It's time to fight back against the bullies of the left. Thank you for listening. I'll probably be banned everywhere for daring to state this obvious truth that you just heard. But so be it. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to fight back against the bullies. End of story. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to HealthRangerReport.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.